Now it's time for the third person self-congratulator for John Allen Electrical. John Allen Better Knox clearance sale now on. Fully stocked for next day, safe, no contact delivery.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, us, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Movies where you've got 400 Gerard Whateleys and 400 Dwayne Russells all doing their thing.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at sale today.
Del Santo, skillful.
Well, the three hats of being Sally Pearson, the person, Sally Pearson, the athlete, and Sally Pearson, the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside there and see how big the wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter, you can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing.
Of a daytime.
It's all for John Allen Better Knox clearance. And, of course, the team, Brendan and his team, 15% picks off Weber barbecues this week.
Great time to get a Weber.
15% off Weber's.
Fantastic time to get a Weber.
Knox Ozone. Go and see Brendan and his team.
It's fantastic. But don't text him on a Friday night before the game's starting. You won't get a response.
Brendan.
Because I still don't know what's happening with my dryer. I do. I just had to take the water out of it. No wonder he didn't respond. He's gone, I've already told him that three times.
Brendan, go and see him and the team in Knox Ozone. It's going to be magnificent. 15% off Weber barbecues. Get online. Next day, safe, no contact delivery. Magnificent. Right. Leaderboard as it sits. Gary and Tim, 68. Old mate picks 57. Malcolm Blight, 45. He was handicapped 50. It had to be done. Tags on 36. Missed a moment on breakfast yesterday. Said no to the boys. The name pipe with Dwayne Russell.
What time was he asked to go on?
Before he wakes up.
He doesn't wake up super early, the little man anymore.
So there we go. That's the leaderboard at the moment. Right, there's 20 votes this week, Pixie.
20 votes, okay. 20 vote week.
We start with one vote, Cam Luke.
Yeah, well, I got the first 11, leg 16. Of the quaddy, Nigo. So yes, and
unbelievable, unbelievable. I've single-handedly restarted Victoria's economy, and we're congratulating Tags for the first leg of the day in the quaddy to pay $2.
All right, one vote to Wayne Carey for this, Pixie.
We all really know that you play footy for two reasons, individual accolades and for footy trips.
Yep.
Oh, and I 100% stand by that fact. You didn't get too many individual accolades, but...
A lot of footy trips.
A lot of footy trips. And ducks, please.
Well, you can do both.
Oh, yeah, well, easy. Just one vote for that.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, fair enough.
One vote to Monty Panesar. He was fascinating on breakfast during the week.
After end of the game, you know, Sachin would come up to him and say, "Look, Monty, yeah, well, bold, that was a... fine piece of bowling at me." I actually didn't ever think I would have him as my first test wicket.
Fair name drop, that was
it. That's a fair name drop. All
Monty,
right,
well bowled.
Yeah, well, Monty well bowled. That's from Sachin Tendulkar. What was Monty doing on Hutchie? What was he?
He was the feature
reason?
Interview, and he was fascinating.
Everkin, he's a bit of a lad, a bit of a character.
He's a character. That's why he was on picks.
Well, actually, well done.
One vote to Rafael Nadal.
Such a tool.
Well, of course, I played an amazing level of tennis. No, for two sets and a half, I played great. Honestly, I can't say another thing. It's impossible to have this score against him without playing great.
I played the great.
He played great. The self-congratulator does pop up in the accent when it's not your native tongue. You can overpraise yourself at times.
Yeah.
In your second,
I thought they played great tennis.
Tom Rockliffe, one vote.
You are in career best on four of the last five outings.
Yeah, just doing my thing, JB. That's what I do, you know.
Bloody
this time of year.
And in a big final.
That's what I do this time of year. One vote to
you've
Tom Rockliffe.
You've only given out five votes at the moment.
Right, now Kel Toomey from AFL.com.au, he gets two votes and he deserves two votes, picks, for taking credit for the grand final entertainment. Have a listen to this.
This is what happened. I got DMAs on the grand final entertainment deal. After Powderfinger knocked it back, I then suggested to members of the AFL's grand final committee that DMAs would be the ultimate choice. New album.
What happens from here to get you on the panel next year of the official? Because
yes.
You've obviously been a consultant this year. We love consultants in AFL.
I'm all for that. That's something that should happen.
Another committee.
Now,
how many committees have they got into that joint?
I like the fact that he took the credit for it. But I don't know whether it's one of the things you want to take credit for, is it?
Wait and see if they're any good.
There's a band no one's heard of playing the grand final. Yeah, I did that. That's me.
Yeah, I know.
Look at me.
Yeah, but if he suggested Meatloaf a few years ago, he wouldn't have been wouldn't be claiming that.
Pretty sure that was...
Yeah, you blame Gil for that.
Two votes to LeBron James for this.
he didn't. 35-year-old LeBron would tell 27-year-old that you don't even know your game. So I think if you line 35-year-old LeBron up with 27-year-old LeBron, he'll dominate him.
35-year-old LeBron would dominate 27-year-old LeBron. Picks?
Yeah, he'd be right.
Be a good game on NBA 2K, that, wouldn't it? Magnificent. Right. Two votes. Willie Pike for this, Picks.
And it's a great day to talk to you this morning. Thanks for joining us, Willie.
Yeah, not a problem, guys. It's probably pretty enjoyable day for me as well. I don't normally get caught up too much in the good days because I've had a few of them, but I definitely have watched the replays quite a few times. So even I got to enjoy that one.
Even Willie did. Right, two to go.
He's riding well, Willie.
Three votes to the name pipe. Dwayne Russell, first for this.
Everybody talking about North Melbourne, but no one doing nothing about it.
Well, Ben Amalfio occasionally listens to the program, John. Let's hope he can send me a text.
And then this.
A few days ago when things weren't looking all that rosy for Essendon and they allowed us to talk to Andrew McGrath. They said to Andrew McGrath, do you want to go on Dwayne Russell's show on SEN? And Andrew McGrath came on.
Of course he did.
Oh, fantastic.
Three votes, he's a move. Right, six votes, drum roll, quick one if you can. Zipper. Who else? There's never any doubt he's going to set himself this challenge. The great Malcolm Blight passes 50 again.
Again.
First for this.
Someone from the media asked Brass, well, did you put Blighty behind the ball? And he said, no, he was just there. And I was. I was just there. You know, it was one of those. Sometimes the ball falls in your lap, but it was one of those days, really. But, yeah, that was nice to do it at the end.
And then this.
The great Barry Cable. We got best on ground on that game. He played a marvellous game. And another bloke wearing number 15 called me took a couple of marks late on the goal lines. I can just remember taking, taking a couple of, I guess, match-saving marks they were called in those days.
Oh, he's a genius.
He is. He can still win this.
The amount of people that just text me, he said he's gone group one today. He's group one this morning with Jerry.
Gary and Tim, 68. Old mate Picks, you're still there second in your favourite spot in life. Running runner-up, 57.
Blight with 51, which takes his total for the year to 101. He's got his 50 today, and he's also bought up his 100 overall.
He can do it.